The Blood Bank of Alaska says it has been cleared of any alleged wrongdoing and financial impropriety by an audit that wrapped up earlier this month, but a critic disputes that conclusion. The Blood Bank says two auditors from the Food and Drug Administration made an unannounced visit to the facility and spent about a week looking into how the facility handles blood collection, manufacture, and distribution, safety protocols that are essential to public health.
The findings were that there were no findings.
Blood Bank CEO Bob Scanlon says the FDA's audit came to the same conclusion as an internal investigation led by the board of directors last year.
So, I mean, it doesn't get any better than where we are right now as far as the FDA giving us a clean bill of health.
The Blood Bank of Alaska is the largest distributor of blood to hospitals and medical centers across the state. It came under fire last summer when allegations emerged of financial mismanagement, labor violations, and mishandling of the state's blood supply. The organization has vigorously denied those accusations, releasing a detailed internal report disputing the claims. Scanlon says this latest FDA audit clears the Blood Bank of those baseless accusations.
Just because somebody says something, and just because it's printed in the media or placed on the radio, doesn't necessarily make it true. And we are not aware of any specific complaints that have any validity.
But at least one critic of the Blood Bank remains unconvinced. Linda Soriano is a former grant writer for the organization and has worked at other medical facilities in Alaska. Since leaving the organization, she's been vocal in pointing out problems that existed and how they've been handled by management. And Soriano says she hasn't seen any evidence disproving negative claims.
The Blood Bank has never been willing to be forthcoming with information. They have continued to deny, deny, deny. I believe, and it's my understanding from the FDA, that the investigation is not complete.
Soriano says there are parallel issues being confused in the Blood Bank's latest claim. This month's audit, she says, is a routine inspection that's more focused on technical procedures. She alleges that's distinct from a separate investigation by the FDA into the accusations from last summer.
My experience of annual FDA audits was that they focus entirely on the technical aspects of collecting, processing, and distributing blood products. They don't go into anything financial or organizational. So those are just, that audit is just focused on the very technical aspects of blood collection.
Soriano says she expects the results from a formal FDA investigation into last summer's complaints to be released at some point in the future. Scanlon with the Blood Bank says that because the recent audit had no negative findings, there is no report available on the scope of what investigators looked into. He says written comments from the FDA will be passed along to the Blood Bank in the weeks ahead and could possibly be made available to the public. Alaska Public Media has filed a Freedom of Information Act request with the FDA regarding the allegations.